Malik and Misu. Okay, I'm so excited for this. Elizondo secured us a massive interview. In fact, you secured us like 5 or 6 of them.
Yep.
Every single day this week, you're speaking to another iconic South African sports player, and you're starting with
our captain, Siyamthanda Kolisi.
I'm so excited.
Known as Siya Kolisi. So as we started this conversation, we actually spoke about the British and Irish Lions tour, which they did so well in, you know, the rugby championship, which didn't quite go so well. So I just wanted to find out what his highlights and lowlights were, and just being away from home for so long. And Siya was just an absolute star.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Let's hear.
I think the toughest, staying in a hotel room for 4 months, being away from the family, and obviously talking to your kids through the phone the whole time. And obviously Rachel doesn't buy data, so it's reconnecting the whole time. She would call me and say, please send me 5 rand data. That's the kind of thing that I had to do. That was a tough part, also the highlight. I still, I mean, technology, I could speak to my kids every day, which was pretty cool. I think winning the Lions tour was really good. I told you about the second week. It gets so intense because rugby in South Africa is not just any other sport. People connect with rugby differently in South Africa, and you know, and people look like we the one thing that people can brag about. Obviously all the other sports too, but like for us it feels like it's so much more because of 95, how it helped. So the second week was tough. I mean, I was talking to Rachel, and mental health wise, you get to a point where you're like, yeah, see, it's so tough that you think if you lose this game, everything is going to end, you know? And those kind of pressures are really difficult. And I remember having an interview with Elma. She was asking me a simple question: what would you tell a 9-year-old Sia? And then I just started crying, not because of the question, because I knew if we lose this game, we're done, you know? And so that was tough. But after that, I released, I called Rachel and I went to the bathroom. And I was so embarrassed, crying in front of everyone. Oh, I'm crying. She's like, it's good, let it out. And then, you know, we played and we won. But that was good. I mean, I think the way we pulled together, and I don't know why we always wait as South Africans to have our backs against the wall, and then we start going and then we get behind each other. But that was one of my highlights.
All right, so for those who don't know, Siya Kolisi was actually born on the 16th of June, 1991, on Youth Day.
Wow.
So this means that he's 30 this year. So I also wanted to find out if turning 30 meant anything. You know, did he find that he's changed in some way now that he's reached this milestone?
Every day, I change. Like, I learn something new about myself, and I see stuff differently. It's like when I was doing my book, I did the book and it was finished. Then me and Chief, we went for 6 days. I took out almost half of the book because I was like, that's not you. Every day you see things differently. So I think I don't think about the achievements, and all I think about mostly is like what gets me going, and it's the foundation. That's my biggest thing. That obviously my family, I want to provide for my family at home and my family back at home in PE. But the biggest thing for me is the foundation. Like, there's times where I want to stop because it's too much. I tell Rachel, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I'm too sore. I don't want to wake up so early. I want to drop off the kids at school, but I can't do that. I have to stay in Durban, you know, and I'm away from the family. But then I think to myself, the people that I always say I play for, how are they going to get what the stuff that you want to do? And that's why, like, the conversation with Kate and Rodney and you guys, it's always, when we talk, it's always about what can we do to make South Africa a better place so that kids don't have to go through what we went through, the struggles that we're facing with the ladies here. Those kind of things, I don't want them to worry about when am I going to get a jersey, where we're going to get a water bottle, because that's what I was worried about. So I want them to dream of, I want to captain the women's team one day. Not when are we going to get our next water bottle, where is our jersey going to come from, because then it takes away your time thinking the whole time all about these small things where you can be focusing on being the greatest as you ever can be.
And also, it's so rare to see professional players release a book before they actually retire. So Siya decided that he's actually going to have an autobiography. It's called Rise, and I wanted him to give us a sneak peek for those who are supposed to be buying the book.
Obviously there was other book that was written, and had an FBI agent that was just fighting it. Rachel was fighting it from any end. Because I told the guy, please don't write the book, I'm not ready yet, I'm still young. And he did it anyway. And then the opportunity came that I could do my own book, and I always wanted to do it after rugby. But at the same time, me and Rachel spoke, I'm like, actually, you know what, I've made so many mistakes, I've done so many good things, there are so many things. I never got, like, me and my dad, he never told me how he felt and all. I was never able to tell Rachel how I feel about, tell her like how much I love her and all that kind of stuff, because I didn't know how to, because nobody told me that, you know, even, so all those things I share there, and also talk about gender-based violence, which is the biggest thing in our country, and that's like, I think Steve said 40% or 50% of the proceeds from the book are going, 60, oh, it was going higher and higher, 60% of the proceeds from my, I'm donating towards the Kulisi Foundation, you know, with the projects that we're working, because I don't believe it's my story alone. I believe a whole village raised me, and I believe so many South Africans have believed in me and my story, and this is the biggest problem in South Africa, and for me personally, because I've seen it firsthand with people that I love, and Rachel has always encouraged me. Look, you always wanted to do something for your mother, but you were too young, but now you're in a position. And I think what Kate also spoke about earlier, us also talking about the women in sport, I think we underestimate. When I look on TV, all I see is Ronaldo, is Messi, is all these men. But there are so many women who are just killing it, and they work even harder than us, because they know they have to go in the extra mile, you know. Seeing the two soccer ladies here, like, when are we as men going to stand up and say, you know what, I don't want this part, or put me with the lady, let her be the star of the show. And that's what we need to do, because it's our duty as men, because we know our hearts, and we sit there and we have all these nice jokes, but when it's time for us to actually stand up and say these things, we all don't want to look, be different everybody else. And that's my biggest thing. I'm hoping that Gaza and all the other guys join in, so we can actually push.
You sound so lucky. I actually got a copy of the book. I'm going to go through it. And, you know, he's quite graphic in terms of how he grew up, you know, having teen parents, you know, the battles he had with alcohol and all of that. And to see someone like Sia come from Izwide and become the person that he is just so amazing. So I can't wait to go through the book. But also, he's just a man that is in love, you know, loves Rachel, loves his kids, and also just so passionate about rugby. So thanks, Sia.
Such a good interview.
Yay!
I heard Tulani Tlatshwayo might be coming.
Ooh, he is.
Yeah!
There's lots coming,
this
guys.
This whole week. Amazing.